This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Hey, this is BJ. Thanks for listening to our show's podcast. If you're a fan of all things geeky, you should check out my other podcast, BJ Shea's Geek Nation. We have new episodes every day, and you can check it out at bjgeeknation.com.
Your home is going into foreclosure, and you feel like a financial wreck. You don't know where to turn for accurate information. I'm bankruptcy attorney Travis Gagne. Let's talk about some legal options. If we work quickly, we can propose a plan to save your home, modify the loan, or in many cases, even eliminate your second mortgage. The consultation is free. I've helped hundreds of people just like you make informed decisions about whether to save their home or exit it on a reasonable, organized timeline. The chapter you choose sets the tone for the next chapter of your life. Please contact me today at ChooseTheRightChapter.com. That's ChooseTheRightChapter.com.
99.9 KISW, the Rock of Seattle. We need some good news, and I've got some good news for you.
Okay.
You may never, ever have soggy microwave pizza again. That is the good news.
Interesting.
You, I'm hooked because I'll tell. Like you could say, tune in at 9, and I'll just sit around and. Well, I work here, so I guess I'm sitting around and waiting anyway. But if I didn't, I would sit around and wait to get the answer to this because I hate microwave pizza.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, this is something I've always thought. Why can't we figure this out? Because I am not going to turn on my oven. It's not going to happen.
Oh, I do.
Yeah.
Oh, well, I absolutely do. It's worth the wait.
You're a better man than me.
I know.
I deal with the sog. But I've been always, you know,
it's
I've been
a difference
disgruntled.
Of like 5 minutes, man.
I, dude, you hit
the broil and you just put it there and you'd be fine.
I don't do ovens.
Broil is an aggressive way to do it there, Rev.
You just cook it from the top.
I don't even know what broiling and means the difference. See, that's, I don't know ovens.
No, do you really not?
No, I don't know how to broil or, what's broiling?
Broiling's when the heat's coming from the top part of the oven.
Oh.
So yeah, you just put it on the top.
How do I
thing?
Turn the top part of my oven on? Like I, there's
you
two
hit
ways.
The broil
to turn.
Button.
Yeah, there's
yeah,
a broil button.
I got a broil button.
Yes.
Oh,
jeez.
Oh, I'm so glad
I thought
you don't
I would
cook.
Have to turn like the oven upside down or something. That way I could get it to top.
Well, I'll be honest. I don't know if you have a broil button on your oven. I don't know when you got your oven. I don't know what's
well,
going on in your house.
It's one of them settlement ovens. You know what I'm saying? One of the first ones that Sears and Roebuck gave us way back in the old 1910s.
Well, I know. Like Joe shows up from time to time to bring the giant ice block for your ice box.
Yeah,
that's right. And it does have a broil button.
Does have a braille button. Okay. I figure if anyone knows, it's your son.
Here's the problem, though. This solution does not come from America. I'm very disappointed. You know, you would think that America would figure this out. Australia figured out how, basically, you can reheat your pizza in the microwave so that it does not become soggy. Are you ready for this? By the way, this is not difficult.
Okay.
But I want to be clear. Put a glass of water next to it in the microwave. Didn't say a cup of water. Set a glass of water, so make sure you find a glass somewhere, fill it up with water.
So it can't be like, I'll use a mug?
Well, I'm just saying it said glass, so I'm just going to go literally, you make sure whatever you use is made of glass, and put a glass of water next to your pizza in the microwave, heat it up for about 30 to 45 seconds.
Okay.
Apparently, the water in the glass absorbs enough of the heat so only the cheese melts, but the bottom stays crispy.
Interesting.
Yeah.
I'm willing to try it.
It makes sense to me because you notice when I put things in the microwave, depending on what it is, like you put certain plates in the microwave and that gets hotter than your food. Somehow, some way, you're like, why is that a thing?
Oh, it's so annoying. Sometimes I'll just heat something up and I'm like, everything is hot except for the food that I want to eat. And like there's like a couple pieces of chicken. You're like, why is it still cold? Everything around it is scorching hot.
So maybe this is part of the hack is that the microwave, they're microwaving. Somehow the water says, I'll take some of that heat so you don't sog it up, or I'll take some of those I don't know what's happening. Maybe there's a broil function I don't know about with the water.
I also like that Domino's, they just recently recommended if you have more than one slice left over and you want to reheat it, they call it Tasty Pizza Toasty. And you put them face to face so that the crusts are on the outside.
Okay.
And then put it like in a waffle maker and just put it down or a sandwich or like a panini maker and toast it.
Oh, what a great idea.
Right?
This is the exact reason why we got a toaster oven, because we have the little slidey part and it's the best way to reheat pizza.
I agree.
Yeah, I have a toaster oven, but I never use the oven part. I just toast everything. I don't. That's how I do.
You can't like stick a piece of pizza in there like that. You know, all the stuff will fall down.
Oh, I got a thing. I'll clean the. See, I'll clean the little slidey tray that comes out. You know,
that's where you could put the pizza. But all right, you do you, man. Yeah.
My issue is I just eat all the pizza, so there's no leftovers.
Well, there is that.
And that's one way to avoid soggy pizza the next day,
right? And I'm also pretty cool with just having cold pizza.
Yo, have you had Domino's recently?
Yeah.
I have not.
I had it last night.
And?
Congratulations.
Yes, thank you. I forgot how good it is. I mean, in the most, like, unhealthy, you know, it's pizza, but, you know.
Well, let me tell you this.
It's been so long since I've had Domino's, it was just, like, just putting little bites of heaven in my mouth.
So you're not aware of what's going on with Domino's?
No, because, what are they doing?
Because for a while, it wasn't good, and they recognized that. They've done a whole new campaign saying, we're sorry we let our pizza go bad, and we are going to fix it. And so they have reinvented themselves and put quality back into what – because Domino's, I used to love Domino's back in the day, but then for a while, it's like, I don't know what's going on, but this doesn't taste like what I remember.
Well, then maybe that's a lot of – honestly, though, when they said it wasn't all that good, I was like, man, don't sell yourself short. I mean, it's not like high-end pizza, but it's franchise pizza. Pizza's good no matter what, in my opinion. And if you get like the thinner crust, I always thought they still delivered and it was good. Not delivered in a physical sense. Obviously, they do that. But maybe that's a lot to do with it, BJ. Because, man, I took a bite out of it. I'm like, oh, boy, this is not going to go well because I'm going to eat a lot of these.
Yes.
Yep.
I've seen a lot of stories written about them, like in business magazines and online articles about how they have done a great job basically owning their faults. It's like,
well, so shout out to them.
Yeah.
Man.
Everyone said, is this the way you should do it as a business? Should you come out and go, hey, our bad, and then just run commercials saying our commitment is to give you the pizza that you remember?
Well, dude, I recommend if you haven't had Domino's in a while, get some Domino's. My buddy and I had to help him out build something. So we were ordering some pizza. Oh, man, we had the pineapple and bacon. That was good.
Oh, pineapple and bacon.
Oh, I never had pineapple and bacon before. That is a game changer.
Yeah, it is, because it's the super salty of the bacon mixed with that super sweet of the pineapple.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I probably shouldn't tell you this, but I have the app, and the more you order, you end up getting a free pizza after a few.
Yep.
And I've gotten many a free pizza.
Let's get one today.
Yep.
Do they deliver right now? Let's do it.
They should.
Probably not, but, you know, hey.
All right, guys.
Any guesses on how many slices I had?
Ooh.
Well, see, now that you put it that way, all right.
Many slices are to a pizza?
Joe, what do you think? Because Joe's already said.
I'm going 4.
Vicky?
Wrong.
I'm going 8.
Eight.
Wrong.
Whoa, 8. All right, Rev, it's between you and I. Price is Right.
I'm going 6.
Bing, bing, bing.
Wow. Yeah. 3/4 of a pizza sounds about right, because at that point you're like,
6 slices.
Maybe I'll save a little bit.
Man.
I couldn't stop it.
Whoa.
You know, it was just there like, eat me.
Whoa. Congratulations.
Now, was it a thin crust or a normal crust pizza?
It was a regular crust.
Okay, yeah. That sounds about right on that. Like, if it's a thin crust,
sounds
I'll
about
put away.
Right.
And granted, they weren't like the giant slices, you know, but they were.
Half a pizza?
No, that's 3/4 of a pizza. 6 slices is 3/4.
I don't know.
Oh, here we go.
Because these slices there were a couple of like small ones. And I was like,
that's how you justify this.
It was the equivalent of like 4 regular size pizzas.
Yeah.
But I mean, there were like 6 slices.
That's good.
Is your wife listening right now?
No.
Oh, okay.
This is why this story is right here.
Right.
Yeah. This is why this story is right here.
I worked hard for that pizza.
I worked hard for that pizza.
So hard for that pizza.
Yeah.
BJ and Migs, mornings on The Rock, 99.9 KISW.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Odyssey is giving you a chance to win a trip to London to see Taylor Swift at the Eras Tour. It's Tay in the UK.
Hey, it's Taylor.
Just download the free Odyssey app, log in and listen to a participating station for a minimum of 60 minutes to get your daily entry. And you could win a chance to fly off to London with three friends and see Taylor.
I can't wait to see you at the Eras Tour in London.
For more, go to odyssey.com/Taylor.
Tay in the UK.
It's on the Odyssey app.
Thanks to Republic Records.
This is a national contest.
99.9 KISW, the Rock of Seattle. Well, this is a delightful story about a 41-year-old woman in London.
Hello!
Back in the middle of April, she broke the quarantine to visit her 28-year-old ex-boyfriend. Oh, good for her.
Nice.
All right, cougar.
He's a cougar hunter.
Yeah. So she showed up at his house with a bottle of wine, and he's like, all right, hello, love, come on inside. And what happened was, though, is he poured the wine into tumblers instead of wine glasses. And I guess if you're a wine person, that is a faux damn pas.
So what about red Solo cups? Is that still okay?
That's okay.
Good.
Well, as you can imagine, since she's a woman of refined taste, this set her off having her wine in tumblers rather than wine glasses. She slapped him a bunch of times, hit his roommate with a belt, and then decided to poop on their doorstep.
I can't think of any worse ways to say goodbye.
Yeah. Well, the one thing you know is that she actually did give an S.
Oh, okay.
You know, because some people say they don't.
Hey, she did.
I don't know if you realize this, but she was found guilty of criminal damage and assault. And so, yeah, well, there you go.
Since her previous issues, I guess she's had some problems before with alcohol and just violence.
Oh, you think?
It says it makes it apparent that when she's drunk, she resorts to violence.
So it's interesting. She did drink the wine. I mean, as much as she was pissed off about the delivery system, it still got in her body so then she could go out of her mind.
So how about the roommate, though? He's sitting and watching all this. It's already awkward enough when, like, I don't know if you've ever been, like, with somebody and the couple are arguing. You're just like, you guys can't just fake it until you get home or get into the bedroom or get away from me so I don't have to be a part of this.
Nope. And,
no, not her. In fact, she hit him. That's crazy.
Yeah, I mean, he must have. Did he say something, you think, or whatever?
I think she was just drunk.
Is that her right there?
Yes, that's her.
She's 48 years old. All right. You know what? I have to say, she takes a good picture. I'll give her that. I'll give her that much right now. She takes a good picture.
So I guess after they got her out, that's when she was banging on the door, and then it got quiet, and they're like, what the hell is she doing outside the door? And that's when they noticed.
Oh.
She was going number one and number two.
All right, listen, I know that some people pay for that. They pay to watch those videos, but not on my front door. Do it in somebody else's front door.
Cops had to show up. It took six officers to hold her down.
Whoa. That's six officers just to keep her from going, okay.
Well, you know he's never going to drink wine out of the wrong glass again.
No, that's for sure.
Or just never invite her over.
That's probably a better idea. We've got a survey that was done this year asking 2,000 people, if you won the lottery, would you give your significant other half of that?
Yeah, right?
For a second I was thinking like wife or husband, spouse.
Oh, yeah.
Spouse, of course. Girlfriend?
Significant other, I think, here's what I'm going to define significant other because of just the fact that people don't call same gendered relationships married, husband, wife. I'm just assuming significant other means it's somebody that's like you're committed to.
I feel like there's a difference between like though a spouse and somebody that you're, you know.
All right.
Because there's different phases. Because, yeah, there could be someone that I've been together with, like, for 10 years. I mean, a committed relationship with. I would then think, okay, yeah, they definitely, we've been together. That makes sense to me, like sharing the money.
Then you know what? Then it makes sense because I was very disturbed by the numbers. But I think your explanation makes me see that that's why the numbers are so high. Because the answer is 50-50. In other words, 50% of the people in relationships would actually not split the money.
Well, also, how many of those people are being asked with their significant other near them and don't want to deal with the argument?
So do you think
of course I'll give you a half of this Mega Millions. Jeez.
You think it's even higher than 50% of people saying no way?
Look, I mean, unless you're married to me, you're not getting half.
Yeah, look at you.
I'd give them a little bit. Like, here's like, you know, like, let's just say you won $100 million.
Okay.
After taxes, you have $100 million in your bank account that you just won from the lottery. Would you give $50 million of that to somebody that you're not married to?
It's a good point. You don't have to.
No.
Yeah, you don't have to. And I guess that makes sense because, you know, in most – well, here's the thing. Depending upon where you live, like, for instance, you would have to anyway because of the common law situation here in Washington State. If you've been with him or her long enough, even if you're not married, it doesn't matter. That person can, I think, you know, stake a claim. That at least that's Washington State. I don't know, you know, how many other states are like that, but you – yeah. My wife has half of my stuff no matter what. It's like I don't even have to get divorced. It doesn't matter. She has half of my stuff, even if I wasn't married to her.
But I mean, like if I was like in a relationship, I'd be like, yeah, here's a couple million. Enjoy.
Oh, at least you do something like that.
You know, I mean, you get to enjoy the benefits of being with me, the millionaire that is now your boyfriend. But I'm not going to hand over half of that to that person that I'm not committed to, like I'm not married to.
I wish they would have asked people what their relationship status was, because if they ask 2,000 people and half of them are married, then of course then that half is going to say they're going to split
it. Right.
This is not a great survey. It doesn't tell me anything.
I'm picturing a bunch of those dudes that are unhappily married and they find out they're, you know, millionaires and they have a prenup or something. They're like, peace, bye, we're not splitting anything.
Trying to get out of that marriage before they realize that they have had, like, $100 million in their account.
Exactly.
That's why I wish they asked, Vicky, because 1 in 6 people, according to this, say they would quickly end the relationship and keep all of the money to themselves.
Peace.
So that's why, you know, I wish I knew, you know, like how many married people would do that.
All right, let's ask the guys in a relationship. They're Danny. You win $100 million. Mm-hmm. You're living with your girlfriend. Are you giving her half of it?
No.
Attaboy.
Yeah. I'm the same as you. Whereas if we're not married, then no.
No.
All right.
How much are you going to give her?
I'd probably give her at least $10 million.
$10 million out of 100.
Yeah.
That seems good.
That's a tough one.
That's like an agent fee there. Yeah.
What's wrong? Bad or good, do you think?
It really is because he's got other people in his life. Uh-huh. And to give $10 million to somebody who you may not be with, I don't know.
But the hope is that he's going to stay with her and then eventually, I don't know, do stuff.
Right. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. And I'd buy her stuff too. I'd buy her like a new car or something. I don't know what
you want. You give her $10 million and buy her stuff.
Yeah, why not?
Well, this is going to be better and better then.
That would be the easiest way to figure out if you want to be with that person. You're like, hey, I'm going to give you $10 million. They get mad. I'm like, all right, I'm giving you nothing. And you also have to move out.
Yeah.
Bye. Problem solved.
Yeah, I would be happy with the $10 million. Are you kidding me?
I'm going to buy you one thing with that money, and that's I'm going to go on iTunes and buy you Gold Digger by Kanye West and say goodbye to you.
Oh, if I knew that Danny would buy me something and give me $10 million, I would just continue to get him to buy me stuff with his money. You know, I'd be going, that was so nice you got me that car. You are such a generous guy. You know, blah, blah, blah. And then Danny probably, I would hope with the Pavlov theory would be that Danny would go, would you like another nice new something? I'd be like, sure. And I'll just keep buying $10 million and have it earn interest.
So this is not married. I'd pay off the person's debt, but I wouldn't give half. That's from Shane and Chehalis.
Okay, Shane.
All right, what about Vicky?
I mean,
you're in a relationship.
Okay.
Yeah. Not in your booty call.
Oh, I was going to say Bob, but whatevs. Battery-operated boyfriend.
Oh, yeah?
Him the nice batteries.
You give Bob the nice batteries.
Would you give you won the lottery, would you give half?
Not half. If we're just dating, I'm not giving you half. Mm-hmm. I'll definitely pay off your car, pay off your school loans, and that's about it.
I think giving somebody a reset's nice.
Yeah. The
problem is if you're like me and you take a look at what the person has as opposed to the percentage of what that is when they're giving you, that's when I get mad in my brain going, you're not giving enough. But still, you're doing a great job. You're right. I'm the crazy person. Doing anything is a nice thing because you don't have to.
Yeah.
Rev, how about you?
Yeah.
Because you're married. This is you and I. You, I, and Steve have definitely the unique positions. Are we going to be honest and go, I'm out?
Yeah, if it was anybody else.
No,
but,
of course not.
But my wife, maybe not. But even like we'd been together for many years before we got married. And so if it was still that thing, I would still probably give her half. But if it was like a short, maybe 1 to 2 year relationship that I'd been in, no.
See, here's what I'm thinking. If you don't give them half, like I'm looking at Danny, if you don't give them half, Does that mean to them, okay, you're not really committed to me, I'm out?
Oh, then they need to go.
My brain would think that.
My opinion.
That's how I would think as the person that was the other half. I'd be like,
don't you see me as being your forever?
I mean, wouldn't it be our money together if we're forever? I mean, what the hell does that? That's how I would look at it.
If that's the case, I'd be like, then you don't get any, and you just have to wait until you get married to me, and then you get it.
And I'd be, and here's what happens.
Yeah, 30... You can enjoy the fruits of my richness, but you're not getting any
fruits
actual
of
money.
Richness.
Well, almost 40% of people in that position where they were not the winner and didn't get any cash said, peace out. They dumped the person with the money before the person with the money dumped. They said they would dump the person with the money.
I would like to know the actual stats on that. Like when someone wins the lottery, do they dump their significant other?
Yeah.
Why don't we have that information?
But here's what I want to say. Talk about it. Who's the real gold digger? Because in this survey, it said about 40% of them would dump you if you didn't give them any money, like you didn't split it with them. Then the other bunch of people, the other 60%, they're going to stay. So you give me nothing and I stay in the relationship anyway. Aren't I the gold digger at that point? Because what am I hanging around for?
Because you love the person, maybe. I don't know.
I'm waiting for cash, buddy.
Oh, okay.
I mean, imagine if you said that to your wife. You said, I'm going to put it in my own bank account. We're married.
Uh-huh.
It's going to stay there, but you're not getting to have any of it. I mean,
well,
I'm just saying, imagine if you did that. I mean, I'm just, maybe one married person would do that, because it's hard with the survey because we don't know their marital status. But
well, looking online quickly from creditdonkey.com, they asked the question, how common is divorce among lottery winners? And it seems that divorce rate post-winning increases only marginally by 3%. So it seems like, by and large, they don't.
They just want to give up that half.
Yeah.
Well, money is one of the biggest stressors of a relationship. So I could see if you just get a large windfall like that, it will make all of both of your lives better. Like, that's one big thing that will not make you fight anymore.
And also in the back of your mind, you got to think, this person was with me when I had absolutely nothing. That's pretty, there's something to be said about that. I'm not going to walk away from that person because all of a sudden now I have $100 million.
Oh.
That was also kind of vague too, because it was just lottery winnings in general. Like, it could have been like $100,000. You're going to leave for $100,000.
I want a $10 scratcher, and I'm staying with you, baby.
Peace.
Yeah, but I mean, like $10 million.
My wife had to talk me off the roof when I won $4. I was about to leave her.
Oh,
I was
I'm
out.
Today's podcast was brought to you by Travis Gagne, bankruptcy attorney. He's here right now and has agreed to answer more of your questions about bankruptcy. How do I know if bankruptcy is going to provide me with relief? What are the steps for my situation?
There's so much information out there about bankruptcy with the internet and what people have heard from friends and other people that they've talked to about their financial issues or bankruptcy. There's also a lot of bad information out there or urban legends about bankruptcy. In order to determine whether bankruptcy makes sense for you, you need to talk to an attorney that's experienced in bankruptcy. So in order to determine whether bankruptcy makes sense for you, you should talk to an experienced bankruptcy attorney. And my job is not to convince you to file bankruptcy. My job is to help you to make that decision and have all the facts so that you can make an informed decision about whether bankruptcy makes sense for you, what benefits it's going to have for you, and what the downside of filing bankruptcy is.
Thanks, Travis. If you have more questions about bankruptcy, you can reach out to Travis anytime at ChooseTheRightChapter.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Odyssey is giving you a chance to win a trip to London to see Taylor Swift at the Eras Tour. It's Tay in the UK.
Hey, it's Taylor.
Just download the free Odyssey app, log in and listen to a participating station for a minimum of 60 minutes to get your daily entry. And you could win a chance to fly off to London with three friends and see Taylor.
I can't wait to see you at the Eras Tour in London.
For more, go to odyssey.com/Taylor.
Tay in the UK.
It's on the Odyssey app. Thanks to Republic Records. This is a national contest.